Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today at the inaugural World Leaders Summit. My name is Manami Hishinuma, and I will be your moderator. I look forward to working with all of you. This World Leaders Summit is an excellent opportunity for those who are passionate about making a global impact and eager to broadcast their aspirations to the world. It allows you to experience the future through the experiences and achievements of our world-class guest speakers. We on the organizing team had held numerous meetings in preparation for this summit, and we are excited to have finally reached this day. We believe this summit will support many in producing global leaders and provide a valuable opportunity to make an impact. Furthermore, the summit is being broadcast on international radio media and will reach over 300 listeners, primarily in the Boston and New England areas. It is also being streamed live online to listeners around the world. Thank you for your patience. Let me introduce you to our guest speaker, Hirotaka Matsumoto. Hirotaka Matsumoto is the CEO of Masuya Plus, a company specializing in seminars. As an IT strategist, he offers a variety of unique seminars, including techniques for passing information technology exams and courses on creating eye-catching video edits with PowerPoint. He also brings a wealth of presentation experience, serving as an MC and interviewer at various events. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Matsumoto.
Thank you, everyone. I am Hirotaka Matsumoto, the representative of Masuya Plus.
We look forward to hearing more from our guests through Mr. Matsumoto.
The stakes just got higher.
Now, Mr. Matsumoto, could you please briefly introduce me, Manami Hishinuma?
Of course. Let me introduce Manami Hishinuma. After studying stage theater, Manami Hishinuma moved to New York to participate in gospel workshops. She then trained in Hollywood-style vocal training and has been involved in lessons for professional artists. She has been actively participating in stages herself and has co-created a universal scale stage with 70 performers, advocating for a diverse and inclusive society through her artistic endeavors. She visualizes and supports individuals and organizations with an artistic perspective, passionately engaging in a wide range of activities. Nice to meet you, Ms. Hishinuma.
Thank you, and now let's quickly move to our first guest today. It's Tsukihime. Tsukihime is a stage artist who also focuses on producing traditional Japanese performing arts. She serves as the representative director of the nonprofit organization Tsuki no Shirabe. In international media, she has been featured by the British media outlet Phoenix as a pioneer in International Women's Day transformations. The articles describe how her works, based on classic Japanese stories, breathe new life into timeless narratives and captivate audiences. Welcome, Tsukihime.
I am the moderator, Matsumoto.
Thank you.
Thank you. I saw on social media, Tsukihime-san, you mentioned something about Luna. May I call you Luna? That name is more familiar to me. Is that really okay?
Yes.
Then from here on, I will call you Luna-san. Thank you. Could you briefly talk about your work as an artist?
Yes. Since kindergarten, I have been interested in performing arts and wanted to connect with the world through nonverbal communication. I am a licensed instructor of Japanese dance, but rather than just teaching, I want to deliver emotions worldwide as a performer and producer. I do not use my instructor name.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, using the instructor name for activities outside the traditional inheritance is often frowned upon.
I see.
I think it's the right kind of rebellion.
Indeed.
That's why I perform under the separate personas of Tsukihime and Luna, using the traditional Japanese dance skills I have cultivated to create new performances. I incorporate my own interpretations into classic Japanese myths, legends, and stories.
Ah, I see. Are there different schools or styles in Japanese dance?
There are many. I belong to a lineage known as the fifth generation school. It's rather not disclosed the name of the school. It's related to the Kabuki tradition, and apparently there are about 200 different schools.
Really?
Yes, I have received an official certification from the fifth generation school.
It's impressive.
Impressive, but achievable if you work hard.
You've been active abroad, though you originally started in Japan. What inspired you to take your talents to an international stage?
Since I was 4 years old, I have been studying ballet, not Japanese dance. I've always wanted to perform globally, and I thought ballet would be challenging, so I concluded that Japanese dance, which leverages my Japanese identity, was the best fit. Nobody really told me this. Since kindergarten, I've continually wanted to dance around the world.
Do you remember how many countries you visited?
Let's see. I've been to Versailles and Montpellier in France, and to New York 2 or 3 times. I've also been to Germany and the Republic of San Marino in Europe.
You've performed at Carnegie Hall and Off-Broadway?
Yes, I have.
What would you say is your superpower as an artist?
If I had to choose, it would be my imagination.
Imagination.
And secondly, my ability to inspire. I think of imagination as a kind of telepathy from the universe.
That makes sense.
It's an energy that connects us through nonverbal communication, a constant, inexhaustible source that springs from within. It's something innate, not reliant on effort. This is what I consider my superpower.
Do you have any dreams or visions for the future, Luna-san?
Yes. While I create new forms of art and delve into traditional Japanese performing arts as a dance master, it's important to see Japanese culture not just as Japanese culture, but as part of global culture. For example, from the perspective of someone looking at Earth from space. I've aimed to be a specialist in Japanese culture. When asked what Japanese culture looks like from space, I want to be able to define it clearly. To achieve this, I will continue to interact with artists worldwide and deepen and create our shared mission.
Do you have any upcoming activities you'd like to promote to the participants?
On May 8th, in Tsukushima, I will perform in a stage production honoring Yoshihata, known as the father of Taiwan, who achieved great feats in Taiwan.
Thank you very much.
I encourage everyone to search for Tsukihime-san on Facebook and other social media platforms.
Absolutely.
Luna-san really embodies the beautiful aspect from Japanese culture. As Matsumoto-san mentioned, it's amazing how while maintaining a distinctly Japanese perspective, she is also expanding it globally. As a Japanese person myself, I find this incredibly valuable and moving. Also then mentioned emotion and creation was a fantastic insight. Thank you, it was a wonderful discussion. Now, Matsumoto-san, I would like to introduce the next guest. Next, I am pleased to introduce Mr. Kazuhiro Fujimoto. He specializes in business strategy, marketing, personnel training, and finance, assisting as a right-hand man to the leaders of venture and small to medium-sized businesses in creating high-performance organizations and supporting business advancement. Remarkably, he has provided COO interim services to over 90 companies and is an active entrepreneur. In international media, he has been featured under the theme Pioneers Shaping Tomorrow, where his expertise and accomplishments are said to indicate the future for many people. Now let's welcome Mr. Kazuhiro Fujimoto.
Thank you, I look forward to it.
Thank you, and nice to meet you. I am the moderator, Matsumoto. Let's get right to it. I saw in your profile that you are from Ehime.
Yes, that's right.
Are you still active in Ehime?
Yes, I live near a hot spring.
Hot springs? I've never been to Ehime. Could you briefly tell us about your work?
Yes, thank you. I primarily assist business owners of venture and small to medium-sized companies who lack a right-hand person. I act somewhat like a consultant, stepping in between the business owner and their departments to help both with business advancements and organization building.
So you do this on a project basis?
Yes, generally for a period like 6 months or a year. I approach it as though it's my own company and I really dive into the work.
I see. So you've been doing this domestically, right? Did you ever work abroad?
Yes, I have experience working as part of the staff for Jay Abraham, a well-known figure overseas. I once saw a YouTube video where Jay was invited to dine in Japan by a consultant. Watching that video made me feel like I wanted to work with him, and I spent about 3 years imagining it until it finally happened.
That's incredible determination.
It was just about not giving up.
I think that's admirable. Now you're back in Ehime, active there. I heard you've also been making international outreach recently.
Yes, I was featured in a media outlet called Variant CEO, and I'm looking to further enhance that going forward. I want to support more companies in Japan that wish to expand globally.
What would you say is your own
superpower?
I think it boils down to really liking people. I've always lived with the desire to support others and to be helpful. That desire opened many paths for me. I believe it all comes down to my love for people and my desire to support them.
Do you find anything particularly challenging about wanting to be active globally?
The desire to live fully always outweighs any difficulties. If that desire is strong, you can effectively overcome any barriers. It's also a good idea to seek out capable people when you face difficulties.
You've been quite successful, but could you share your dreams and vision?
Yes. I want to increase the number of vibrant corporate organizations, making adults more enthusiastic about their work and inspiring children to aspire to be like them. Despite the title of COO Interim, I want to show people who feel they lack expertise or value that their unique qualities are actually incredibly valuable.
This has been very educational, thank you. Our time has come to an end, so thank you for sharing these valuable insights. I look forward to working with you again.
Thank you.
All right, Matsumoto-san, I will call the next person now. Next, I would like to introduce Miss Yuki Kakubari. She transformed from an office worker into a singer quite suddenly. She won a trophy at an Italian opera competition, which kickstarted her singing career with numerous stage performances worldwide. Miss Yuki is a singer who has performed on stages across the globe, and in 2020, she won the Music Division Peace Prize at a United Nations event. She is the representative for Humming for Peace, an initiative aiming to connect the world through simultaneous humming. The British media outlet Phoenix has covered her activities, where she was described as embodying the power of art to connect people across borders. And today, she will graciously perform her singing for us. Her singing is marvelous, and I hope everyone participating today can feel that energy. She will perform for about a minute. Let us welcome her. Miss Yuki Kakubari, welcome!
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. It's indescribably wonderful.
Wow. What a wonderful voice. Now let's start the talk session. Thank you, Yuki-san.
I think everyone must have received that energy. Now let's hear from Yuki-san. Thank you. I am the moderator, Matsumoto.
Nice to meet you. I am Yuki Kakubari, a humming singer. Pleased to meet you.
Did everyone listen? From what you can tell by her singing, probably 3 million households internationally are tuning in, wondering who this incredible singer is. It was a wonderful song. I will subscribe to your YouTube channel immediately. Could you please tell us about your activities?
Yes, I am a singer, specifically a humming singer. I mainly sing tunes under my breath. The reason for this is that during my childhood, when I was bullied and felt alone, humming was what comforted my heart. If you can hum, you don't need money or medicine to feel better. It's something I learned from those experiences. I wanted to give everyone I meet in life
an opportunity to rediscover humming.
That's impressive.
About 6 years ago, after working as a web designer for 7 years, I had a fascinating encounter with a musician who told me, "You have a great voice. You should try opera." I've put this story on my website as a manga, so those who are interested might want to check it out. These experiences led me to start singing about 6 years ago. During the COVID era, I organized an event where people around the world hummed together at the same time. Furthermore, I wanted to create a commemorative day for peaceful songs that connect people, something I envisioned as Humming Day as a Japanese person. So I arbitrarily designated October 10th as Humming Day.
That's impressive.
Last year, people from 33 countries connected online at the same time
to sing our theme song for Humming for Peace and Amazing Grace together. This event, now in its fifth year, was started to spread this activity both within and outside of Japan. Yes, I am incredibly grateful that the album reached the number one spot. A friend informed me that on the day I released my first original song last year, it topped the New Age Albums chart. I was surprised myself.
That's incredible. Could you tell us a bit more about Humming for Peace?
Our humming day is on October 10th. Remember it by the two nostrils you have.
What motivated you to initiate and spread your activities internationally?
To simplify, there were two main reasons. First, I used to struggle with connecting with people and wondered if there was a way to become friends with everyone around the world and people here, too. Originally, my siblings and cousins all have developmental disorders, including ADHD, which makes it
difficult for them to connect with others, read social cues, or remember words. With these challenges, I wanted to find a way to connect with people and make friends, which led me to promote humming. The second reason is that as this activity spread, opportunities arose. 2 years ago, I was invited to Sweden, and this January to Africa and Kosovo, places where peace is truly needed. This initiative started because during the COVID period, new apps like Zoom and Clubhouse emerged. I thought if we hummed together globally at the same time, it would quickly catch on. More people from overseas, including UN staff, found and spread this activity before the Japanese did. Even in Africa and Sweden, where I didn't speak English well, I always made many friends. This is the power of humming, which is scientifically proven to boost the happiness hormones, improve blood circulation, and regulate the autonomic nervous system. There are many papers from around the world on this. By humming the same melody simultaneously around the world, we can promote health and peace.
What an incredible initiative. Do you think there's something within you that's like a superpower?
Yes. My father was originally from Hiroshima, a city of peace, and I am from the neighboring Yamaguchi Prefecture. My father lived in a war-torn country that was not Japan during his childhood. Hearing about his experiences, where he almost lost his life due to war, made it hard to believe such things could happen
on the same planet. From my childhood, even though I felt powerless, I dreamed of creating a peaceful world through whatever I could do. I've dedicated my life to making each person I meet today or tomorrow, whether just a few people, 10 people, or tens of thousands, remember humming as a trigger. This has become my lifelong pursuit of peace, inspired by my father's childhood experiences.
Are you now active on a global scale? Do you have any future activities, dreams, or visions?
Yes, I think I will keep sharing the same dream in every interview for the rest of my life, to continue promoting humming as long as I live and initiate a movement for peace. My big vision is to make October 10th, Humming Day, a global commemorative day during my lifetime. We are building this activity with everyone's help, and our logo is actually a jigsaw puzzle piece. Everyone is different, and by complementing each other's weaknesses and strengths, we can achieve peaceful harmony together.
Thank you for sharing.
For those participating today or listening on the radio to millions worldwide, please remember October 10th as Humming Day. And if you could, please write it on your calendars, since it's not yet an official holiday. On that day, you can participate online or offline in Hiroshima. You can also watch the event for free on YouTube. For those who cannot participate, I would be happy if you hummed joyfully in your own room on October 10th.
It was a privilege to hear about the actual activities, the footsteps, and the visions embedded in them.
Thank you to everyone who participated in today's World Leaders Summit. It was a summit made possible by our wonderful guests. I hope that this has been a step towards your global challenges.
Thank you to all the guests.